When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Now, my garden, it's run its course for the season. And frankly, it was a rough year. It began with a late planting. In early stages of the game, our outdoor water sources were out of commission. So that meant toting buckets to individual plants and seeds, and I can tell you that got old in a hurry. As fate would have it, the pump went to work again about the time that the heavenly spigot turned on some spring showers. It got wet, and the weeds fared well. And then it got dry, and the weeds got tough, and the ground got hard. And then the Japanese beetles invaded. And, well, I got tired of it. It became survival of the fittest that won the battle this growing season. But volunteer sunflowers that cropped up outlasted them all. Even when I ignored them, they thrived. When I weeded other parts of the garden and neglected the grass under their leaves, they still went up with full force. When other plants shriveled under cloudless skies, the volunteer sunflowers' roots ran deep and they reached even higher. By the time they were fully grown, their leaves stretched on sturdy stalks towering 8 to 12 feet high. Plants that I purchased or seeds I planted, they withered under spindly vines. The beetles demolished my pole beans that struggled even to bloom. And all the while, the sunflowers sprawled and they smiled at the sun day after day. They fed the birds and they gave nourishment to the bees. My tomatoes, they just dawdled along weeks on end before ripening fruit finally appeared. Not so the sunflowers. They sprawled and sprouted, blossomed and bloomed in due time with no bug repellent nor fertilizer to encourage them. The zucchini plants rotted in the mud. The peppers sported small and minimal return. But the sunflowers? Mass production. I think my neighbor's beehive really did appreciate them. As I watched my pitiful garden this year, I learned the difference between forced to and want to. Sporadic volunteer sunflowers taught me that willingness is akin to abundance. I got no produce from their lofty branches. I canned no fruit from their yellow petals. I didn't even roast their seeds. But the sunflowers made me smile. They gave without making demands and just did what sunflowers do best. They kept leaning in to the sun. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12 in the Bible, it says, "For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have." Sincerity and authenticity win again. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.